If you're doing the readings now, take your reading booklet and open it to the reading for Unit 13. Look at number 1. The Dutch I in this word is pronounced like the I in the English word hit. Try to read number 1.
Dit.
Read number 2.
Ik.
Look at number 3. The Dutch S has a hissing sound, as in the English word miss. Listen and repeat number 3.
Is. Is.
Read number 4 aloud.
Miss.
5.
Dick.
Look at number 6. The Dutch vowel combination IE sounds somewhat like the long E in feet, but it's shorter and clipped. Try to read number 6.
Piet.
Read number 7.
Niet.
Number 8.
Iets.
Look at number 9. A final R in Dutch is very slightly trilled. Listen and repeat.
Hier.
Now read word 9 aloud again.
Hier.
10.
Dier.
Try reading number 11.
Iets hoger.
Read 12.
Bier.
Listen and repeat word 13, which starts with a more noticeably trilled R.
Rome.
14.
Raak.
15.
Ram.
16.
Raar.
Now try to read number 17.
Is dat de markt?
Note that your voice goes up at the end to indicate that you are asking a question. Read 17 aloud again.
Is dat de markt?
Listen and repeat the two versions of number 18, the second word stressed and then unstressed.
Is het klaar? Is het klaar?
Now you read the two versions of number 18.
Is het klaar? Is het klaar?
Look at number 19. Stress on the last word is regular, namely on the second to last syllable, the N-E. From here on, we'll read the E-N ending only without the final N.
Kan ik telefoneren? Telefoneren.
Now look at number 20. Note that whenever the stress is not regular, the syllable to stress will be marked in boldface. Read number 20.
Is Tom Nederlander? Nederlander.
This is the end of Unit 13 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.